This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us, and I just got an email. Thank you from Ryan. It came in, an email letter. Thank you, Ryan, for the kind words about the broadcast. And Ryan had a question. He wanted to know if there's anyone who'd like to go in on some land with him. And that's something Rich Heben has been talking about here at USA Prepares, where you can work together with someone else and buy a larger piece of land than one could buy by himself. And I can tell you that from the time I spent with Ryan, I think Ryan would be a wonderful person to work with. That's my take on it. So if you're interested in communicating with Ryan, send me an email. I'll forward it on to Ryan, instructor at usapreparers.com, instructor at usapreparers.com. And if you want to get in touch with any instructor here at USA Prepares, you can send it to that email address, and I'll make sure that your question, comment, concern gets forwarded on to the instructor of your choice. Or the appropriate instructor, if you don't have a choice. Bert, we got a letter in the mail, an email, from Brett. And Brett is a student at USA Prepares. And he had a question. And he said he would like to achieve some independence from the grid. I believe that's what he's saying. And he's trying to hook up a toy hauler, recreational vehicle, for a 50-amp or 30-amp service. He'd like to have 240-volt split phase if possible. And he's thinking he might need to use a welder. And he would like to have some current for refrigeration, roughly 4,000 watts, and a chest freezer, 200 to 400 watts. And he plans on living in this toy hauler RV full-time until he finds a piece of property or remodel a house. Optimally, he'd like to be able to take the system out of the RV and install it either in a shed or in the house. So he'd like to be able to run a microwave oven. Not that he wants to, but it might be necessary. And he wants to be able to he wants to discuss a Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, that's a brand of diesel engine, and Onan, O-N-A-N, and he's thinking about a 550-watt generator with two 30-amp circuits, and he wants to be able to have it pre-wired to a gas tank and a gas pump. So these toy haulers are a camper with extra storage.
Why did they call them toy haulers?
I don't know. Maybe because originally they wanted a camper trailer and they wanted to put some toys in it, like a four-wheeler or a dirt bike or, couple four-wheelers. Maybe, and those would be the toys. The four-wheelers and the dirt bikes.
Yeah, because the last toy hauler I saw was around December 24th. I saw this old guy with a bunch of reindeer pulling a toy hauler overhead.
Yeah. So we'd like to have a stove and some heating and cooking capabilities. And he'd like to have a diesel heater. diesel heater would be for the engine, such that if it's really, really cold outside, the diesel heater would heat the engine just to some level, and so it'd be easier to start. And he wanted to know if we had any thoughts. So I think we're looking at all kinds of things. And in the meantime, Kyle has just called in. Welcome, Kyle.
Yeah, Vince, I am adamant about some of these things that this guy is proposing, because I've had to deal with it with family members. And so I will give him the benefit of what I have learned.
The travel trailer, right? Yep.
So, whatever you do, do not buy a travel trailer with less than a 50 amp ability inside the trailer that goes to a 50 amp plug-in. Because let me tell you, I have an acquaintance of mine who has a really nice trailer, and it has a 30 amp. So what happens in the summertime, there's two, if you get these larger travel trailers, there's two AC units. And this 30 amp will not run both AC units at the same time. It trips the breaker, overloads it. So I'm telling you, get a 50 for sure. And remember this, you will, the education will be expensive if you, don't listen. 5,500 watts with a 50 amp, you're going to have a 50 amp breaker on that, hopefully. Most of them that size don't come with a 50. They'll come with a 30. But remember that continuous use, especially with something as heavy of a draw as microwaves, as AC units, as welders, if you're going to put anything on there, you're going to have 70% of that is usable if you don't want to burn it up. I highly suggest that you buy at least a 10,000 watt generator, and either one of those, Cummins or Onan, make a good generator, both. If you're going to go with a diesel generator, they'll usually be in the 10,000 watt range anyway, except that they are very heavy. So if you're going to buy a 10,000 watt generator that will run with propane, or a long, you know, something that's maybe a little more portable, like a propane tank, that kind of thing, which you could haul diesel around too, but, they're much lighter, but just as you have said, and we've talked about on the broadcast before, they do run at 3,600 RPM. So you're going to want to use nothing but, you know, synthetic oil in it and, as little as possible. But that's my thoughts on it. I've ran into that just recently. And so, that's my advice, because I've already seen it. Literally, a friend of mine had one with two when it was really hot in the summertime just a few months ago. And both AC units, when they would kick on, would be tripping the breaker right and left. So, and it was because it was a 30-amp service, but that's a fact.
Very, very well said. Very well said. Have you run into anyone who put solar panels on the roof or had solar panels that could be deployed on the ground with a travel trailer or toy hauler?
Yes. So here's the thing. Now, depending on how much money you got, okay, if you can and you're planning on living in this thing long term, and I know with the lithium batteries that are in the cars and stuff, they're crazy. They're in a bad design or something. They're burning down. They have not, from what I've been able to find out, they have not had that problem with the lithium batteries that they use for home home use. I have a friend of mine who invested in three lithium batteries and literally doubled his capacity. You couldn't tell his house from living off of a living on a normal home now. But they're like $3,500 a piece, so they're a lot of money. But if you can afford to get a couple for a travel trailer like that, and you want to be able to go through the night, you know, fairly easy, and you can drain them all the way down, they're not like a lead acid battery where you're going to be working on the top 10% to keep them, you know, from dying on you, prematurely. But the lithium you can drain way, way down, and they'll last you through the night. I would suggest at least two of them, 10,000-watt generator. And if you're going to try to charge them, my suggestion is, from what I've seen from guys that have tried to have solar panels that could do that, is that you end up with a way to be able to create a rack that you, if you've got to move or if you want to set it up, build you some kind of a rack that is portable that will hold at least four 270 to 320 watt 72 cell panels. Now they're a little bit heavy and they're fairly good. So they're big, you know, they're bigger, but if you want to get something so that you can live on it, and you have, and that's something that actually is going to do some good as far as charging your batteries and try to get them charged up as soon as possible. My suggestion is 270 to 320 watt panels, 72 cell panels, and build yourself a type of a portable rack that you can set them out or move them, and even if you can set them up so that you can leave them permanently. In other words, maybe figure out some way of building your rack, and if you're going to be there for quite a while, some way to clamp them in, you know, some type of a small clamp. You don't want to push hard on those frames, but some type of a small clamp around thing that will hold them against the wind, and if there is wind and rain. And as you know, Vince, you're going to lose, like, all of your ability to charge those batteries if it's really cloudy. You're done. No matter how many you got or how good they are, when it's cloudy, you don't have any charging ability. That's just reality.
Kyle, I've been on top. We had a camper that we bought for very, very little money, and we bought it as a hospital here when COVID started, in case any of our outlaws or in-laws or, you know, family wanted to come visit us. They'd get a chance to spend if they were going to fly, they'd get a chance to spend a couple weeks in the camper until quarantine was over with us. And we ultimately sold it, but this camper trailer was a really heavy-duty steel frame camper made by Sierra. And Cobra by Sierra. And this thing, I mean, it was really heavy. It had a rubber roof. But a lot of people are putting solar panels on the roof. They're putting, but these camper bodies wiggle when they go down the road. They and I'm thinking that the glass panels, even though they're in aluminum frames, they can break, or you can have holes just by the wiggling of the mounting of the panels on the roof. It doesn't seem like it's a good idea to put them on the roof. Not to me.
Nope. I don't either. I don't think so either, Vince. I can either hold or go. It doesn't matter. I don't know. Bert usually has a full agenda.
Yeah. Bert's got a full agenda, but okay. I certainly appreciate you calling in. I'll tell you what, we might want to do this again and again. I don't think we can fully flesh this out in 1 hour with Brett, so be prepared to call in again and help us.
Airlines
have
just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discounts discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so we've got Bert with us in California, and we've got Brett calling in. This is Brett's debut. He's never been on the air with us, as far as I know, about this topic. Welcome, Brett.
Thank you. Good morning, instructors.
Good morning. So, Brett, one thing I didn't understand with your email, which I read, or your email letter, was you want to achieve non-independence from the grid. You mean you want to achieve independence from the grid, right? You do not want to be dependent on the grid.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I got confused, because the letter says non-independence, but you mean independence. Okay, so if you can flesh out a little bit more what you're trying to accomplish, I think we can help you. And Kyle was a great help.
Yes, he was. I listened to him, and they had a lot of really great information. These toy haulers, they have a garage. They're like a camper with a garage on them, and they have for the toys, they have a tank that has gasoline that either some of them have one tank, some of them have two tanks. The ones with two tanks, one tank is dedicated to the gas 5500 generator, 5500 watt generator that's installed from the factory, Cummings Onan generator. And the ones that have one tank, they tap off the tank, but you can also use it because it has a gas pump to pump into, like, a motorcycle or, some kind of, generator or whatever. But it actually has a civilian-issue gas pump. that's in wired and everything. They do have two air conditioners. They have a refrigerator, usually a small refrigerator freezer that either works off of electric or it works off of propane gas. They have a microwave usually, but I don't use microwaves, so I was planning on taking it out. I bought a diesel heater that is they used to use them in buses, like school buses. They run off of 12 volts. They draw high wattage, but they run off of 12 volts, and that would be a secondary heating system. And I was thinking about trying to fit in a small wood stove into it. Of course, it would have to be insulated, and all the preparations for that would have to be done.
So my main question is, why do you want to do this? Because it seems to me that, let's talk about a Volvo for a second as an example. Volvo used to be known as a very durable vehicle. It was repairable. It was durable. It had longevity. It was a solid 9 at everything. It wasn't a 10 at anything. It wasn't the highest performance. I'm talking about, you know, a 1980s vintage Volvo. People bought them because of their durability. But it wasn't a high maintenance vehicle. It was not a high performance vehicle. But it was really, really durable. So what you gave up was performance for longevity, and it made a lot of sense. We've owned multiple Volvos in our family for the reasons that I mentioned. It seems to me that you'll be giving up a lot for the movability of this particular vehicle rather than getting something that you can plant for more of a the long run. Do you have to have the movability, the ability to just pick up and go whenever you want?
I like it. And also, I have things that I want to bring with me, being I've lived in, you know, in houses for many years, and I was a contractor for many years, so I have tools and different things that I would have to reacquire if I got rid of them in a new location. And I'm not really sure I could put it on a piece of land that I could purchase and then build a house at my leisure and live in the camper as I build a house or renovate a house.
Okay, well, that's exactly what the Finelli family did. We moved from Virginia, 1,100 miles to Missouri. Instead of hiring somebody, we bought an 8-foot by 8-foot by 20-foot long box trailer, hooked it up to our diesel pickup truck, and made trips, hauled all the tools, all the equipment, everything that we wanted in many trips over here to Missouri. We live in a used loaner camper and built a house.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. President Biden urging Congress to steer clear of a potential government shutdown looming at the end of the month, asking House Republicans to honor the bipartisan funding accord he brokered with Speaker McCarthy back in May. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun, his spokesperson clarifying that while he did check one out, he didn't actually buy it. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom engaging in a 90-minute red state, blue state debate moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity on November 30th in Georgia. President Biden heading to Michigan today to join UAW members on the picket line as they continue their strike against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it. This could be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it. You got your
take. My when you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Brett, I've got to ask you a question. What's the budget for this particular project?
We could probably do like 15K.
Okay. The reason I don't want to be personal, but I'm trying to figure out how to do this, and it seems like it's going to cost you more than the ultimate result could cost if you made a couple of changes. And what I did was, I was fortunate enough, Roger Douglas lent me his old camper trailer. And so Bam and I stayed in it for free while we built the house. But we traveled around looking for property in a lower cost per mile vehicle, a truck. And, you know, we found the property first, and then we built on the property. But we lived in this camper trailer while we were building until we had the basement built, and then we had the first floor decking on. And then we built a little room, and we heated that with a plug-in 120-volt ceramic heater. And while we built, but what I'm trying to say is, it seems to me that gasoline and diesel fuel and propane and a small refrigerator and a small microwave oven and a small sink and small shower, it compromises all the way around, and ultimately everything is going to be smaller than you might want to have for the ultimate final project. And it sounds to me like the final project is a stick built house. Is that right?
Possibly, but I was figuring on waiting till everything crashed out and a few other things. It's not going to be anything that would probably be like in the next couple of months.
Okay.
It might be,
right,
you know, another year or two, I might be out on the road.
Okay. The advice that I gave Ryan, and this is deviating from your original question, the advice I gave Ryan when he was here and also on the air, and I've given to our students, is buy the largest piece of land you can find that's in a location where you're, you know, you're happy with it. And because you're going to need more land, and more land means distance from neighbors, and distance makes great neighbors. So the farther you are from your neighbors, the better. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard to argue with them if they're a mile away. So I'd put my money there. But I owned a camper trailer, and it was great when I bought it, and it was even better when I sold it. Bought it and sold it. Yeah, maybe even better. because, well, the problem with campers is they leak. You know, the roofs leak. And literally, as I was intimating with Kyle and you, that when you pull one of these things down the road, it's kind of like a box that shifts. So if you think about how strong is a shoebox, you know, and it is all four sides, top and bottom, and if you were to try to wiggle it with the top on it, it wiggles a lot. And that's what happens with a camper going down the road. So you can have all kinds of leaks. And I was thinking about solar, putting solar panels on the roof. But that's not going to work ultimately. But then you could get the flexible solar panels. But they cost twice as much. And they're plastic. So they're not as good. And they're always going to be aimed in the wrong direction. So that doesn't work. So then you have the panels that you'd hang off the side of the camper and aim them in the right direction, you know, south. If you're in the northern hemisphere, aim them south. And that would work great. But then if you pick up and move, you got to pack up the solar panels. And then the batteries, that's a real problem, because if you look at the weight of the batteries, you're looking at an enormous weight unless you go with lithium. But then they cost multiples in price. So everything is a compromise when you consider the portability. Everything is a compromise. Bert, do you have any comments?
No, but Vince, what about the batteries you have? I know you don't particularly like lithium.
No, I don't, for a lot of reasons. One, of course, is the cost. The second is the lifespan, and third is the flammability. Now, in terms of what's great about them is no maintenance. And another thing is you pack a lot of energy in a smaller space. But the battery bank that we have is nickel iron. These are wet cells. They hold several gallons of water each cell. We have 80 cells, 80, and each cell weighs over 100 pounds. Literally, the battery bank we have is 8,800 pounds. Now, that is something that you can't haul around, but it's enough electricity to run the house for a day. It really is. I mean, but the problem is charging it. So what I was thinking about, Brett, is you really want to have everything, and I don't blame you. I'd love to have everything, too. I'd love to be able to run a welder and a well pump and a shower and a toaster and a microwave oven and a refrigerator and air conditioning and lighting, which is, you know, the least current demanding of any of the accessories. But it takes a huge, for what you're trading is durability for portability. And you're trading high cost. Well, it's going to cost way more for portability. So everything's going to be smaller. Have you ever taken a shower in a camper? I mean, I'm not a big guy, and I can hardly turn around.
these campers are made to live in. They're not like little. This, I'm talking like minimum of like 37-foot camper.
Yeah. Okay. Does it have a slide out?
Yeah, slide out. Yeah, two or three, depending on which.
All right. So here's what I suggest you try. Take a cardboard box and tape it all up so that the lid stays really secure. Then cut out on the side where the slide outs would be. You cut that out, and assume that's like kind of a window. And what you'll see is you've lost the strength of that box by doing that.
Yeah.
And that's a problem with convertible cars. You can look in the side view mirror of a convertible car, and sometimes you can see the body twist as you go around a curve, because the only thing holding them together is the floor pan. So, having owned two campers, I'm not really someone who pulls them around and enjoys camping, but even though we have a campground, there are a lot of negatives, and it's hard for me to get past that. But what Kyle said about the generators, he's right on the money. A bigger generator is better. A liquid-cooled generator is better. The Onan is a great brand. We have an Onan, O-N-A-N, brand generator. It was built in the 80s, maybe the early 90s. It's a diesel generator. It uses about a half a gallon of fuel an hour. It's outstanding. But it's heavy. It weighs 1,100 pounds. So if you're looking at, roughly an 8,000-watt Onan diesel liquid-cooled generator, 3,600 RPM, that's a negative. 8 kilowatts, half a gallon of diesel an hour, costs about $11,600. It'll run your two air conditioning units, but it's 3,600 RPM. So it's maximum throttle.
A lot of noise.
Yeah. They say it's not, but I don't believe it. Then they have another one that's 12.5 kilowatts. It runs at 1,800 RPM, half the RPM. I like that. Same gallons per hour, liquid cooled.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, it's heavy. It's extremely heavy. It weighs, I wrote this down, about 800 pounds. That's pretty darn heavy, right? Really heavy.
Coil hauls come with the generator installed from the factory. They're all wired. The only thing you have to do is cut into the system if you want to install solar.
Right. Okay, so installing solar is going to get you what? It's going to get you overnight lighting and refrigeration. Probably not air conditioning.
What I could do, the generator will charge the batteries in the solar if I want.
That's absolutely correct.
So I could run the generator for an hour, hour and a half to run, to charge up the batteries if there's no sun.
Right. Well, it seems to me that you'll be running the generator more than you think to run the air conditioning. Because the air conditioning is the big demand load for your toy hauler. And so is the purpose to ride around and find that ultimate piece of land? Is that the purpose?
Yes, and also while I'm riding around, I'm not staying in hotels and I'm not renting apartments.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. There's a guy that came here with his wife, and she bought a recreational vehicle. So this is like a large, like a Federal Express truck. It's beautiful, and I think it was made by Ram. So it's like a delivery truck, but it was outfitted to live in. And fairly economical, somewhere around a diesel 20 miles per gallon, something like that. Small enough to be handy, big enough to live in for a while, but not big enough to live in for a long time. But maybe big enough to do what you're trying to do. But if you're trying to live in it and work and weld and do those kinds of things, I don't think so. I think it's too small for that. So I'm still having trouble wrapping my mind around the portability issue, because it seems like there's just so many challenges. And so you talked about solar. Were you thinking flexible solar panels, or were you thinking glass panels?
There was a guy that had an older unit for sale, like about 6 months ago, and he had put a small wood stove in, and he had done photovoltaic solar, and he had panels that he had a rail on the roof, and he could put them down while he was transporting, and then pop them back up, and he also had panels on the side that he could pull out in order to get the right angle for the sun on the side walls as well.
Okay, I like all that as compared to the flexible panels that, you know, are bendable, that are plastic, because they will scratch, and I think they'll degrade, even though they're guaranteed the same amount of time, 25 years, or expected life expectancy, 25 years. Guarantees are different. But and the flexible ones cost like 2x in price. And if the flexible ones, you'd have to glue or use adhesive to stick on, either onto the roof or the side or something like that. And then when they fail, what are you left with? Can you get them off? I don't know. I kind of like the idea of the glass ones. That's what we have. However, I really believe that putting them on rails, mounting to the roof, is going to cause leaks. I really believe that. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I like the idea of having them be adjustable on the roof. I just don't like mounting them on the roof. I like the ideas of having them on the side of the vehicle, and you could adjust them for the sun. That all makes sense to me. But I'm still having trouble with the whole concept of how much this is going to cost. And I'm trying to figure out how you can pull this off for $15,000 when a generator...
That's just for the solar.
Ah, okay. Because a generator can cost you $11,600 just for a generator. And that would be the cheap one. That would be the $8,000.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
With us, Brett's with us, and Brett, I'm having so much difficulty with this because it's all foreign to me, not the technologies, but the portability issue. And the reason I say that is when I was looking for a battery bank, I'm just trying to insert myself into this equation. When I was looking for a battery bank, you know, I looked at lithium, I looked at AGM, I looked at flooded lead acid, I looked at deep cycle, and I looked at nickel iron. Nickel iron was more expensive, but the life expectancy is, I don't know. They've been running since 1906, this particular technology. Just dump out the electrolyte, refill it with new electrolyte, and you're good to go, you know, for another 10 years. So 10 years, just change the electrolyte. The batteries themselves are still good. So that's durability. Then for a generator, the battery bank is $10,000. The generator I bought was maybe $1,100 or $1,300. I bought three different ones over the years. And 5,000 watts, Onan, diesel, two-cylinder, as I said, 5,000 watts, 11,000 pounds. You can't haul that around. It's just too heavy. And then the solar panels that we put in are the standard size solar panels. They're roughly 66 inches by 40 inches, and they weigh about 50 pounds apiece, and they're so heavy you can't bring them around with you either, and they have glass a glass surface, so they can crack. So everything that I did was built on durability, longevity, repairability, and replaceability, and so this is foreign to me. I just have a very difficult time making the compromises that are necessary in order for you to be able to move this toy holder. But I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, it seemed like the most viable way to get what I wanted to get, to do what I wanted to do, to be able to bring the things with me. The trailers are rated at a top gross weight of 18,000 pounds. Some of them are 16, 17, but, you know, some of them go up to like 18. And I really appreciate, you know, your knowledge. That's why I wanted to bring it to the class. or bring it to the instructors because I respect your knowledge, your opinions, and it's definitely left me with some things to think about, but I don't really have an alternative. If I don't go this route, I really don't have much of an alternative.
Let me ask you this, Brett. You're considering the fuel economy of this, because to haul around 18,000 pounds, yep, you're looking at, you know, 10 miles per gallon diesel, right? Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe 10 miles to the gallon. If gas, you're looking at maybe 5 or 6 miles to the gallon. So that doesn't make sense. What seems to make the most amount of sense, considering what I know so far and having experience, would be a trailer and a truck, a diesel pickup truck.
Well, this is not an RV. This is not a motorized vehicle. This is a fifth-wheel pole trailer.
Well, that makes the most sense. That makes the most sense to me, because, see, I was a little confused, because toy haulers can be an all-in-one. It can be
a fifth wheel, or
it can be a bumper, you know, pole style.
I sent you a video on the commercial of an example of one of these toy haulers, a short little video, and they show you, you know, it's like a walkthrough because they're trying to sell it, but it shows you that the trailers, it shows you the livability, it shows you that it's a fifth wheel, that it's a pull trailer, not a motorized vehicle, that, yeah, to go to get, to do a grocery run, I would have to jump in this huge, you know, 30, 40-foot thing to just go get groceries. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Right. We had a guy come to our Get Prepared Expo many years ago, and they built a military vehicle to do everything that you want. It's $325,000, but it could do well. But it still was limited because it was still
small.
And
go anywhere and do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, you know, armor plated, and, you know, it was a place for a turret on the top for a machine gun. But, you know,
sounds like a tank, a living tank.
It was. Bert, do you have any comments?
Expecting the apocalypse.
Oh, absolutely.
What was the gas mileage on that?
Maybe 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 5.
No, can't you haul around a motorbike or a motorcycle so you don't have to go, you know, buy groceries in your toy hauler? You can, you know, just take the motorbike out, I guess, right?
Well, I could do that or disengage the Ford truck, like an F-350 truck, and go in that.
Yeah, okay.
Brett, I really wish I could answer more questions. Maybe we can have Kyle and you on, and maybe the two of you guys can flesh this out. Kyle's got experience with this. He's got experience with off-grid, on-grid, solar, heavy equipment. I got to tell you, I would put as much of the percentage as possible, as I mentioned with Ryan, toward the land. And I think, I got to tell you, I think it's wonderful that you're doing this. I think it shows courage. It shows determination. It shows stick-to-itiveness. I know you're going to succeed. I just want to see
I also
most...
was... I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead. We only have a couple seconds.
I was interested in the land share, but at that point in time, I wasn't at the point I am now.
If you want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.